Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. Today is Friday, February 1st, 2019, and I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host. We're coming to you just after live from the mothership in Raleigh, North Carolina. I hope that none of you were caught in that polar vortex weather system. I don't know about you, but I find cold weather a bit less appealing now that I am, how you say, middle-aged. I hope that I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess we really never know at what stage we actually find ourselves, since we don't control our longevity. Now, that's an interesting thought to ponder. Now, where have I run off to? So let's get back to today's episode. So here's my question to you. What's your life passion? Or what are your life passions? Now, some of you will have an immediate answer and others will have to think about it. Let's define a life passion before we move deeper into the discussion. A life passion, in my definition, is something that we care deeply about. Shall we say, we're passionate about. A life passion is something that inspires us, something that gives us hope or meaning. A life passion may be something that we treasure, it may be our motivation, something that makes us tick. Now, to get you thinking, I'm going to drop some possibilities for you. And for many of us, we have several. For some, it's just one thing, and for a few, perhaps, they actually have none. How about your faith, your relationship to God? Definitely worthy of the number one spot. How about a person, your wife, a husband, girlfriend, or boyfriend? How about your child? How about a pet? How about a hobby? Let's list a couple hobbies. Hunting, NASCAR, football, baseball, soccer, the real football, basketball, running, lifting, yoga, woodworking, gardening, biking, skiing, tennis, golf, fishing, gaming, dancing, bird watching, hiking, kayaking, camping, scuba diving, boating, painting, cooking, ice skating, oops, left out hockey, flying, martial arts, singing, playing an instrument, reading, music, shopping, diving, mudding, as they say in the South, horseback riding, shooting, bull riding, motorcycle riding, roller coaster riding, intellectual stuff, collecting things, rare coins, baseball cards, seashells, cow chips, potato chips, working on things like cars or boats, traveling, eating, cruising, bingo, playing cards like bridge or bungee jumping off bridges, skydiving, mountain climbing, social media surfing, real surfing, people watching, one of my favorites, and last but not least, collecting rare shoes. There's a lot more, but there's a start. So, was your passion mentioned? How about this question? Now that you've contemplated your passion, think about this. What does your passion do for you? What do you get out of it? Okay, faith, a relationship with God, that's a long list, and the benefits are literally out of this world. Time with your family and friends, definitely a worthy endeavor. Good people, good times. Time with your kids, still in the family group, but if you're a parent, in a word, priceless. How about the other stuff, the hobbies? Those are great too. For me, what do I love in the hobby group? I love the water. I love the beach. Walking on a warm beach with my feet in the water. The beach provides me with a level of relaxation that heretofore otherwise is unattainable. Give me a white sandy beach, crystal clear water, sunshine, and a 72 to 75 degree day, and I am content. Come see me in a couple of months. Could I live on a Caribbean island if I could afford it? Absolutely. Now that's just me. I'm not a big sports fan. Why? Because I don't have any skin in the game, literally. I don't know anyone playing, and I don't receive any revenue from the games. And I could generally care less who wins or loses. Would I like to see my Gamecocks win a natty one day? Well, sure, but I won't hold my breath. Give me the outdoors. I think I would really enjoy camping in a 45-foot luxury Prevost motor coach. You know, we're all different, and no one's hobby is more important than anyone else's. I respect the guys who can get on a boat and go fishing at 3 a.m., stay in the water for 15 hours and return with first-degree burns and Bill Glass sunglasses raccoon-style eyes. I respect the hunters who like to sit in a deer stand for 12 hours, where the prize comes with a bucket full of entrails and some venison for the freezer. I'm envious of those who play an instrument, are good at sports, and have the ability to sit for hours nose deep in a book. Do you live for a passion? Is your passion all you think about? Do you work all week only to get into your boat, or on the golf course, or in front of the TV, a video game, or whatever? Does your passion control you? Is your passion good for you? Okay, it helps de-stress you. I get it. Do you neglect your family and friends for your passion? How did you get your passion? Was it inherited from a parent? All parents want their kids to like the same things that they like, right? We brainwash them into liking our hobbies. I feel sorry for that sweet little girl who just wants to have a nice, quiet tea party and play with her Barbie dolls. But her daddy wants her to go hog hunting with her at 4 a.m. You know who I'm talking about. And no, the wives can't get a break either because you're dragging your son all over town while you look for that pair of shoes. And you keep asking him, don't you just love shopping for shoes? My son, well, he loves weightlifting cars and anywhere on the water. Wonder where he got those ideas from. Now that's okay, and I think that it's good that you spend as much quality time with your kids as you possibly can. They grow up fast, and all too soon they'll be grown up and gone. And that, my friends, is reality. I hope that you're spending time with the ones in your life who are important. And if you're a dad who has a girl and you don't think she would like your hobby, so you leave her home while you play golf all weekend, that's a mistake. Either bring her with you or find a hobby that she can do with you. I know a lot of parents who've spent way too much time on a hobby at the expense of their family, especially the kids. When they're loading the car and backing out of the driveway and you feel tears running down your cheeks, you won't be thinking that, well, I wish I had spent more time on the golf course or fishing or whatever. Include your kids. Better to find family hobbies. Is your work your passion? If it is, that's your prerogative. Have you lost anything along the way? So here are my final thoughts on your life's passion. Number one, have a passion. Number two, make sure it's worth having, that it means something, that it's giving you something in return. Number three, make sure that your passion is prioritized. Faith, family, friends, you know what I'm saying. Number four, make sure that your passion helps others and not just you. Number five, make sure that you don't falsely classify something as a passion when it's merely a diversion. Make the most of every moment in life. Lift people up along the way and be passionate about what matters the most. What if people were as passionate about their faith as football? As passionate about spending time with their kids as spending time watching TV or playing on their phones? What if we were as passionate about helping others as we are helping ourselves? What if we were as passionate about loving our neighbor as we are about bashing political opponents? What if we were as passionate about finding solutions as we are at finding problems? What's your passion? Thanks for joining us today. Until next week.